For folks that don't know me, I'm Jeff Smith. I'm the Marine Program Director for the Nature Conservancy in Brunswick. And I also serve on the New England Council's Groundfish Advisory Panel, as well as on the Port Clyde Sector's Board of Directors. Tricia asked me to talk just a little bit about the Permit Bank project that the Nature Conservancy has going. And I guess as a little bit of background, we first became interested in this idea about 5 years ago when National Marine Fisheries Service introduced a regulation that said when fishermen are participating in collaborative research projects that include the killing of groundfish, that they had to use their days at sea in order to cover the mortality that was happening on those research projects. We had always thought that collaborative research was a pretty positive program up here in New England, and saw that that requirement was frustrating in making a lot of fishermen not willing to participate in research anymore. So in 2009, the Nature Conservancy partnered with the Island Institute, and we bought a groundfish permit for the express purpose of being able to cover the days at sea that the fishermen needed in order to do this collaborative research work. We also made a grant to the Penobscot East Resource Center to help them buy a permit that they wanted to have to help maintain access in eastern Maine. The overall goals for our project, there's really four of them. The first one, as I just mentioned, was to support collaborative research projects with fishermen. We also wanted to provide some incentives for fishermen to use some of this gear that was being developed through the course of the research in their normal fishing operations. So we've been doing some of that. We also realized that this transition to catch shares was coming, that the quotas were going to be low. And we thought that if we had quota on a permit, we could make it available to fishermen at a reasonable and even favorable rate, that would help them during this transition. And the last thing really had to do with just trying to keep groundfish permits here in the state of Maine. We all know the number of permits that have left Maine since the mid-1990s, and we thought that this might be an opportunity for us to help at least stem the tide a little bit. So that's why we got involved in all of this. We bought a permit in 2009. We partnered with the Gulf of Maine Research Institute and fishermen in Port Clyde to do some work on gear selectivity, looking at different mesh configurations to try and release more of the juveniles and keep enough of the adults so that guy could have a good day making some money catching some fish. We also did, as I said, we enrolled in the Port Clyde Sector. We've been members of that board since its inception and have tried to help out there any way we can. But it became pretty clear to us pretty soon that the permit that we had purchased wasn't enough really to meet the demand that the guys in the Port Clyde Sector had. So last year, we closed on a second permit, we got some more quota, and we continue to do the research work and the work with the Port Clyde Sector. I think last year we leased out about 150,000 pounds of fish to fishermen within that sector, again, to support research and to help these guys get through the transition to catch share management. And we also expanded the research project a little bit. I mentioned some work on gear selectivity. Over the course of the past year, we've again partnered with Gulf of Maine Research Institute looking at finer diameter twine in the body of the trawl net to try and reduce fuel consumption, continue the selectivity work, things like that. If folks are interested in the research that's gone on, I know that Steve Ayers is leading a talk tomorrow morning to talk more about that, so I won't bore you with the details on that anymore. I guess just a couple quick comments in closing as far as the relationship between our program and the states. I think they complement each other well. I think that we share a lot of the goals together. And I guess looking forward on following up on a few of the things that Trish had said, the first thing is that I think that the purpose of the original MOU and the original permit bank that the state has done is a good one, trying to help the small scale boats and the inshore fishermen make it through this transition to catch shares is important. And personally, I believe that the $3 million that the state received from NOAA should go to try to achieve that goal, because I think it's an important one here in the state. The second one is I was glad to hear Trish talk a little bit about the new distribution system. For those of you who know, last year it was decided that the state would use an auction to get the fish out. And personally, I didn't think that that was I didn't think an auction was consistent with the idea of trying to help these fishermen and provide them access to low-cost quota. So it sounds like the program that you guys are talking about doing this year would be a good improvement there. I also would support any efforts by the state to try to expand the program beyond what it is now, to try and help some of the boats that don't qualify for the bank, given the size of the boats or the communities that they're in. I think that this permanent banking program is a good one, and that it should be explored as a way to try to help additional boats in addition to the ones that are already being able to access fish from the state bank, and also to try and help the Portland Fish Exchange during all of this. I think that there's been a great interest in trying to provide some incentives to get some of the boats that have left Maine to come back home and land in Portland again, and that the permanent banking program could be a good way to try and set up some incentives to do that. So with that, I will pause and pass it over to the table of the real fish.
Thank you, Jeff.